Off the love train, welcoming you to the third hour of our Welcome Nathan Back edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That's MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And if you've never seen a rabbit swim, I've got a video of one up there. I never thought about it, but they're pretty good swimmers. Anyway, all righty. And it is the first Sunday of March already. And every time I say March, I hear the Ides of March are approaching, but I think that's not till the 15th of March. So we got a couple of weeks going before we get there. Anyway, it is the first Sunday of March, and that means shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And doing a great job of that, or and at least keeping us human animals informed about pretty much everything that's going on about animals in the world, and a lot of stuff that you probably don't want to know about, but you should. And that's kind of where I am, because I'm learning about all kinds of stuff that I really, it's hard to know about, but it's real important to know about. Anyway, that would be our next guest, who are the folks behind animals24-7.org, and that would be Merritt and Beth Clifton. coming all the way from Whidbey Island. Good morning, Merritt and Beth. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha.
Thank you, Martha.
You guys look great. I love seeing you in your white sweatshirts with your red, you know, in Animals 24-7. You guys always look like you're just ready to go to work and do what you do.
It's our uniform.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine. I'm on your mailing list, so I get all the emails. And by the way, folks, if you aren't on the mailing list, that's how you keep up on everything that's going on with animals in the world that we need to know about and may not want to know about, but should know about, because Merritt and Beth let us know. But I don't know how you guys sleep, and I don't know how you can do everything that you do and know about all this stuff and put it all together. But anyway, I bow to you. You guys have got to work really hard at all of this. I know I was found it difficult to read through some of the story. A lot of it with the dog and cat eating department, you know, eating dogs and cats, and what has come out lately.
The news on that front is actually pretty good.
Yeah, why don't you share?
Well, first of all, China outlawed dog and cat eating back in 2020, but we hadn't seen a lot of follow-up. We didn't know to what extent they were following up. And now we're seeing convictions, prosecutions, investigations, and not surprisingly, it's connected with several other clandestine trades in wildlife parts, and also traffic in illegal aliens who are coming out of Vietnam, going into China, seeking economic opportunity, and bringing along with them wildlife contraband and sometimes dog and cat meat. And that commerce also, by the way, brings a rabies risk with it, because while the rabies virus dies when the body dies, a person who becomes infected can carry it with them for a couple of weeks, which is long enough to infect others. And if they bring live dogs, cats, or other mammals with them, that too can bring the rabies virus into, they come mainly through the port of Hong Kong, they come from Hong Kong, get trucked north to Shenzhen, China. And that's an area where China has pretty much eradicated rabies, and they don't want it coming back in from Vietnam.
You know, I found it interesting because just something a little similar, Eileen mentioned, you know, last hour, you know, from Help Animals India. And it seems that, you know, the threat of rabies in India has been responsible for kind of getting them better at span neutering the community dogs, street dogs, and then the learning to spay the cats and all of that. But it sounds like the same thing, that it's the threat of rabies that maybe is making is bringing all of this to the attention, and so that the animals are getting the attention that they need and these issues.
Absolutely. Rabies is a terrifying disease. It's actually very nearly eradicated worldwide. We're down to the last, you know, maybe 5,000 cases a year. But there are certain reservoirs, certain places where it persists. And it turns out these are the places where dogs and cats are eaten and trafficked. And cracking down on that is very important in Southeast Asia to eliminating the rabies vector.
Yes, amazing. You guys at home can't tell, but I'm in and out of my chair because I'm looking out my window. I'm getting a little distracted because I apparently had a delivery just come. But and when I'm doing the show like this, my Robbie Golden Retriever needs to be outside, because when I'm inside talking on the radio, then he thinks he ought to be able to talk on the radio too, and he wants to be on my lap, and, you know, and an 80-pound Golden Retriever in my lap while I'm doing radio doesn't work. So he's outside. Well, anyway, delivery showed up out front, and so I can see right outside. But, you know, most delivery drivers say hi to the dog and put the package outside the fence and go. Well, this dude brave guy, walks right in the yard here, and he's playing frisbee with my dog. So I'm wondering what heck is going on. And so anyway, that's why I had to get up, take a look. Well, the delivery guy is playing frisbee with my dog instead of delivering his pack. So anyway, if your delivery's late, it's because your delivery guy's been playing frisbee with my dog. So there you go. That's how distractions happen at home and on live radio and all of that. But anyway, it was a heartening thing to read that there really are getting on top of this stuff.
Finally.
And, but rabies seems to be the trigger.
A guy named Luke Gamble, since Eileen was talking about rabies elimination in India, started doing high volume spay, neuter, and vaccination in India when he was still a graduate student at university. He's now been doing it for about 15 years, and he has made more progress by himself with that than the Indian government had in the preceding 20.
Wow.
It's definitely worth a hats off to Luke Gamble. And he's trying a lot of other people to do the same thing he's doing as well with Mission Rabies.
Right.
Mission Rabies is what it's called.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can always find kind of two sides of every coin. And of course, rabies is a horrible disease. But it doesn't just affect the animals that get it, because it is contagious to humans as well. And it's fatal.
And I also mentioned the U.S. vaccination rate is down to 53%. You need 70% vaccination rate to be protected against an epidemic. So we're down to a third world level of vaccination.
Does that mean, is that 53% of our domestic animals, like dogs and cats?
53% of, that's just dogs. Cats
just dogs.
Lower.
Wow.
There's a
that doesn't sound like good news, Merritt. That sounds
that's terrible.
Okay,
It has actually gone backward in the last few years, because apparently people's skepticism of the COVID vaccine has
gotten them off of vaccines for other things as well.
Exactly. So we are wide open for a rabies outbreak if we happen to get rabid dogs crossing the border from Mexico or coming in with rescues. So the CDC has actually closed the door to imports of rescue dogs from 116 nations.
Wow.
That are known to still have rabies. And our vaccination rate is actually lower than the vaccination rate in most of those 116. So we've really got to get with it.
All right. So this is kind of a wake-up call to everyone here, especially if you're listening. This is something to pay attention to, because what did you say? Our vaccination rate for dogs in this country right now is 53%. Where did you say we need to be protected against a pandemic or a breakout?
Minimum 70%.
Wow. All right. So we're well below the minimum. And so, like you said, if it comes into the country someplace,
it can spread.
It could spread quickly. So what that means is that we all need to be paying attention and make sure that we are vaccinating our animals.
You only need to get the vaccination once in 3 years to be effective.
But probably good for much longer than that. And the rabies challenge studies are being done and should be completed fairly soon.
Up to 7 years, but it does vary with the dog, the state of health of the dog, that sort of thing. So, like anything else, you want to allow a considerable margin of safety there. You don't want to just push it to the limit.
If there are parents not giving their children vaccines, you can imagine that it would be pretty easy for them to not want their dogs to have vaccines.
Yeah. Yeah. But and that is one of the downsides to with the whole vaccine thing. I know a lot more than most do because of my veterinary background, and I happen to work for a veterinarian that was very involved with veterinary vaccines and early on, and was honest with me and told me that they knew from the very beginning they were over vaccinating animals, but it was such a money-making deal and all of that. So there are issues with vaccines, and with what I know, basically where I've landed is that, yeah, there are some vaccines that aren't a good idea and that aren't safe or cause it, but there are some that are a gift from God, and rabies is one of them. And so it's really important to, take your blinders off, everybody, and then, because there's, you have to look at all sides, but vaccines are a good thing, and I do believe are a gift from God, and there's some big reason for us to be paying attention, and I don't know. If we have a human outbreak of, I thought maybe we'd learn our lesson with COVID, and because we knew at the time of COVID, had we done everything we knew how to do at the time, when we knew how to do it, we could have avoided a lot of the problems. But when we let it become a big issue, and two sides and it right or wrong and all of that, then it just messes up everything.
Here's
So I
the
was
thing.
hoping that we would learn our lesson and be better, and the next time that something comes along, we'd know just, everybody'd be ready to go with their masks and all of that, and we wouldn't have a problem. But unfortunately, I think we're going to be in big trouble.
This rabies is pretty different from COVID because if you get rabies, you are going to die.
Hello. Yeah, there isn't a, yeah. Yeah.
Not
Now,
moving.
humans can be vaccinated too, right?
Yes, we have actually both been vaccinated
Oh,
against it
have you?
many times. I've done a lot of overseas work, and when you're doing overseas work among feral dogs, which I have done, rabies is a pretty high risk. And I've seen rabies in person. I've seen rabid animals. I've actually inadvertently handled rabid animals, not meaning
Wow.
to. So being vaccinated against rabies is absolutely essential for that kind of work. Now, it's not something that people need to do at home. We haven't had a domestic case of canine rabies killing
Right.
a person in the United States since 1978.
I received it through animal control
But
because I was handling a lot of dogs in
yeah.
Polk County, Florida.
Now, I've heard that the human rabies vaccine is very painful and it's a hard thing to go through. Is that true?
Oh, it's actually very easy. It's one of the easiest vaccines. I've had a
Okay.
lot of them
No, but I
for
think she means post-exposure.
post-exposure. That's a different matter. Yes, we were talking about pre-exposure. Post-exposure, that is very painful. And you don't want to get into the situation where you have to have that. Absolutely.
Gotcha.
I was talking about pre-exposure.
If one of us is bitten by an animal that we weren't aware of, or it gets away or whatever, we can go get a titer and see if we have enough of the vaccine or the antibodies in our system
System.
to see if we need a booster. So it would be a matter of a booster.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So, if you haven't been exposed, you were just getting vaccinated for rabies, it's not a big deal. But if
No,
you
a
have been
couple of
exposed,
shots.
then that process of being immunized is a big deal and it isn't pleasant. So, you really do want to pay attention. But anyway, it's a wake-up call. So, we all need to be on top of it and make sure that we keep our dogs and cats currently vaccinated for rabies so
Have
that
one
if
more
some,
thing to
yeah.
add. If your dog happens to get into a tussle with a raccoon, you should bring the dog to the vet. It's possible that the raccoon could have rabies. So
That's
if it was
true.
me, I would bring my dog to a vet and get a booster, a rabies booster. But
Yeah.
don't take raccoons lightly.
Well, also, if your cat plays with a bat, get the booster. That's what we
Right.
did. We weren't real happy
Well, yeah, and
with
that's
the cat.
and rabies in bats is fairly common, isn't it?
Yes, it is, including in this area, in
Yeah.
the Puget Sound area, bat rabies is quite common. Fortunately, bats don't come to ground and mess around with your pets or with people very often. But you remember some years ago, a rabid bat was caught in the bedroom of Gary Locke, then the governor, in the bedroom of his daughter.
Oh, wow.
Was a close call.
Yeah. All right, so pay attention, folks. All righty, we got to take care of advertisers so we stay on schedule. So let's do that real quick. Then we'll come back, find out what else we need to know about. And then, of course, we finish with, I trust, Beth, you've come up with some good news we can talk about.
We have good news.
All right, so we'll come back and find out what other kind of news we need to know about. And then we'll end with our good news before we head off to Ananda. So stay right where you are, everybody. More with Merritt and Beth Clifton, animals24-7.org. Straight ahead, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are almost midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. She is our best and energy codes practitioner. She'll be in the studio with us next week for free remote treatments for you. So I hope you'll join us then. Or you can see Linda for a neuroenergetic balancing of your own at her office at the Intraspace facility, the old Rainier Brewery. Or she can work with you remotely. Remember, she continues to offer a free session to anybody we send her. So all you got to do is call or text her at the number I'm about to give you, and you get to have a free session. And her working with you on the air doesn't count. So even if you've been on the air with us, you can still call her and have a free session off the air. So it's Linda Rasmussen, Vertical Energy Worldwide is her website, Vertical Energy Worldwide. And the number is 206-841-1992. Of course, remember that I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand the dogs solve problems really fast. I usually only need to see you once. And I'm open. I've got availability. So I want you out there beating the bushes. And if you know anybody that needs help with their dog friends, I'm open to helping now. And I always do a free telephone evaluation. So if you know anybody that's got a problem, tell them to call me. I'll talk to them for free. Not now, I'm on the radio, but after the radio show is fine. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty then, we are in the middle of the conversation with Beth and Merritt Clifton, folks behind animals24-7.org is the website. You got to go there, get on the newsletter, and then you'll be aware of all these things that we need to know about. So what else on your list here, you guys?
Better go to the good news because time's getting short.
Yeah. Okay. So we got some good news?
Yes, good news coming out of Lahaina.
Ah, Maui. And,
yes, Brian Cordes of Community Cats made an announcement that they are winding down, that the rescue is coming to an end, and that they've done a good job. Many cats rescued, fixed, vaccinated.
Wonderful. Now, and of course, now I haven't, you know, been back to the area, but I'm assuming that the whole Lahaina area is still shut down to, or are people able to get into that area now? Or
yes, they are. They've been clearing away the debris for quite some time now, and they're already beginning some of the rebuilding phase. And stabilizing slopes against landslides, too, that's essential after a wildfire.
Right, and it was only in one portion of Lahaina. It wasn't the whole city.
It was basically the downtown area, and a lot of the outskirts are semi-intact and accessible.
Right.
So what you're saying, though, is that the rescue operation for all of the cats that, you know, survived...
During the fire, they had dispersed pretty widely through the hills. So they probably got two-thirds of them in the first week or two afterward, but the remaining third were lying low, and they had to be trapped and...
flushed out.
Yeah.
But so the word is that pretty much that operation has been concluded, that they feel that they've got everybody.
Yeah. Right, and that's the good news of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Outside
rescuers. Very, very sad and tragic.
They sent the outside rescuers home after about a month, but it's been going on for another 4 months with the ones right there on the island.
All right. Well, it absolutely wonderful, I mean, to know that the rescuers were there. Of course, rescue and sheltering and sanctuary, of course, goes on as always there. Are they able to get the support that they need over there now, do you think?
They had plenty of support there. It's a well-known place and well-connected with the mainland. It's not like in a lot of places where nobody ever heard of the place till all of a sudden they have a disaster.
And they were fortunate enough to have Brian Cordes of Community Cats.
He lives right there, just 10 miles down the road.
Right. So they had the best organizer possible, straight from New York City.
Well, he retired there from New York City. He was a New York City lawyer who retired to Lahaina and focused on cats.
Wonderful.
Very prominent in the cat world.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, gosh, as always, it's been wonderful to catch up with you guys. Never enough time to talk about everything that I'd like to talk about. I'm just thinking in my mind, waiting for an extra show to show up on a Sunday, an extra Sunday of a month to show up so I can book you guys in for another full show so we can just talk about and get caught up about animals all over the planet, because you guys sure are the source. So if y'all want to be posted and know what's going on, Beth and Merritt are the ones that they don't sleep. They just make sure that we know what's going on. So
I just say, with a perspective that no one will find anywhere else.
Absolutely.
I mean, vouch for that.
Yeah. They have a sense of humor, and you can tell what they care about, what they don't, and where they side on issues. And, you know, you may not always agree, but by golly, did they get the information and know? And anyway, I so appreciate what you're doing. The website is animals24-7.org. animals24-7.org. Get there. Oh, well, my goodness. Let's time out. Don't go anywhere, you guys. We have to have a little off-air discussion here on the air, because Nathan is just chiming in that. Okay, so Sita hasn't checked in yet. And she's always really good about that. So that must mean, Nathan, that she forgot. But I have a phone number for her. So I am right now.
Need us till she comes in.
Yeah, that's why. So we'll continue to talk to you guys until we get a hold Sita, but I've got to come up with a phone number for Nathan. And
what's her last name?
Here we go. I don't want to give it out on air, so let's see.
We could just cut to our commercial break a little early.
Oh, that's what we could do. Why don't we do? Yeah, let's go ahead and do that now. Beth and Amer, do you mind staying put just in case we need you? All right, so let's do that. We will run the rest of our ads for this hour, so we'll be done with that. While we're doing that, I can give Nathan Sita's phone number, and we'll see if she's available. And if not, we'll continue our discussion with Merrick and Beth. So stay tuned, y'all, to find out what happens. It's live radio, and we're having that right now. Animal World continues straight ahead right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World. But we heard from Natasha Venter. She's our communicator, medium, feng shui, personal awareness coach, and basic psychic person. Anyway, she does a regular podcast every Wednesday, 4 p.m. You can find her on her YouTube channel, Natasha Venter AC. Her website is angelicclarifications.com. That's where the AC comes from. YouTube channel, Natasha Venter AC. On YouTube and angelicclarifications.com. And she's also available for private readings. And you can give her a call at 360-770-2836. 360-770-2836. And of course, Whispering Dragon, our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton. Check her out at whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And you can call her at 206- 206-706-2836. So, hey, everybody, we have a first here on Animal World. For the first time now, Sita is my most reliable Ananda person and knows the drill and is always on top of stuff, except for today. And I'm assuming that she's fine and just up to her eyeballs with something going on at the temple and for whatever reason, spaced us. But the good news is, no sweat, because we already have Beth and Merritt here. So we are just, and guess what? We can just continue talking about animals. Doesn't that sound like a good plan? Merritt Clifton, Beth Clifton, husband and wife, sitting together on their couch chatting with us. And I swear to gosh, these people don't sleep because all they do is find out about what's going on with animals around the world and keep us informed. The website to check out is animals24-7.org, and that's where you can get on the mailing list. So, Merritt, what else should we know about that's going on in the world of animals?
Well, one thing that was, in a way, kind of fun for us, even though it was started out bad, we were contacted about a week ago about a guy calling himself a high chief in Nigeria. He wasn't, by the way. He claimed to be an Igbo high chief, and he was doing some really horrible, very sadistic so-called animal sacrifices. PETA had already been on his case for a while. The Nigerian government had been on his case trying to catch him. We got wind of this. We did an article about it. We put it out. And within 2 hours, the guy's apologizing all over Hell's Half Acre on Facebook.
Wow.
Because now he suddenly realizes that the world is looking at him. He's still hiding out. He still hasn't been arrested. He still hasn't been brought to justice. But he's been at least scared out of the stuff that he was doing for a while.
Excellent.
And we hope he will be caught and prosecuted and so forth.
Right. He was blatantly posting very cruel videos on Facebook.
Torture videos.
Nobody
in the right mind would want to see.
But you put out an you released the information. That's what triggered, that's what got his attention.
That's what apparently scared the hell out of him. So,
wow. Good job, you guys.
We were contacted by somebody who had seen the videos and made us aware of it. And so we took it from there and we posted an article about him exposing him.
It doesn't always work like that, but some.
Yeah, but those are the ones you do this for, isn't it? Doesn't it? It makes you feel so good.
Really demonstrates the power of the press.
Yeah.
But another thing that was kind of fun for us and totally unrelated, Black History Month just ended. It ended at the end of February. Now, right toward the end of it, we had occasion to look into Sojourner Truth. Apparently...
I was just reading about it because that's one of your recent posts.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
She didn't read or write herself, so she didn't leave a diary or writings or anything like that. She mainly made speeches. She talked. And
she was a slave.
She was born a slave. She earned her freedom. She became one of the most effective speakers for the abolition of slavery in the 20 years before the U.S. Civil War. And then afterwards, she became a leading voice for women's rights, for winning the right to vote and so forth. Anyway, it turns out that circumstantial evidence fairly strongly suggests that she was a vegetarian. One of her closest friends for more than 40 years was Ellen White, who was the first prophet of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And Ellen White had become vegetarian. And along with this, we're talking about people like Horace Greeley, the newspaper publisher, who was a vegetarian. Sylvester Graham, we remember him for the graham cracker, but he was actually well known in his own time for campaigning against eating meat. John Kellogg, the founder of the Kellogg cereal company.
Kellogg cereal, yeah.
Right. She had spent time toward the end of her life with Kellogg and his people bringing her meals, which certainly would have been vegetarian.
So how does this relate to animals? That's probably what your listeners are asking.
Relate to animals? Well, it begins with not eating animals. So Sojourner Truth is known for a great deal, quite rightly. And yet there was this in the background, too, that maybe she ought to be known for as well. Now, currently, it's not very well known, but there's a much higher percentage of Black people who are vegetarian and vegan than of white people. It's around 7%. And it seems to have begun with Sojourner Truth, and it continues today with organizations like the Afro-Vegan Society of Baltimore, which coincidentally with Black History Month every year holds what they call Veguary, the purpose of which is to promote not eating animals to the African-American community throughout the country.
And a healthy diet.
Yes, and a healthy diet, of course.
Wonderful. Well, then that's a perfect transition, because we have we beat the bushes and we rustled her out. So we found Sita, and we can at least get a mini interview in for Ananda. But the nice transition is, of course, the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Our guru is Paramahansa Yogananda, and of course. The Ananda tradition and Yogananda, of course, recommends that we humans be vegetarian. It is healthier and all of that. So most everyone that is part of the Ananda community, most of us, many are vegetarian, many are vegan, and then there's some that you know do their best as we can, like me, who can't be it completely because of health reasons, but I do. But anyway, so it's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that, and thank you for spending some extra time with us. And remember, everybody, go to animals24-7.org and sign up for the newsletter. Make a donation if you can, because these people don't sleep and somebody's got to, you know, feed them. So let's send some money so they can eat and keep us informed about all the animals. And thank you so much for the great work that you do and for spending some extra time with us. So God bless. Thank you. Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. And now we're going to switch boats in midstream and address the human animal right now. And welcome back to Animal World, the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And Sita Toko is our guest. Good morning, Sita, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha. My apologies.
Oh, I figured you must be busy. There must be stuff going on that kept you focused on something else, huh?
Yes, thank you.
Anyway, the good news is that I never have enough time to talk to Merritt and Beth, you know, and they do this animals24-7.org about animals all over the world, and there's always a plethora of stuff to chat about. So we just continued our chat until we were able to get a hold of you. So for anybody, you know, checking in, you are here from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and locally here, the Ananda is kind of pretty much headquartered out of the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell area. And that's where the yoga hall is. And do you consider that the headquarters of Ananda here?
Yeah, the temple is. This is where the offices are. So, yeah, I think that's fair.
All right. And then we just... got a nice plug in the last hour talking to Eileen Weintraub, who does Help Animals India. So that's one of the support groups that we support every month. And Eileen was saying that what an incredible place the new East-West bookstore is. In Edmonds.
Oh, yes, it is. I'm glad that she went.
Yeah, so she was talking about how wonderful it is, and it is the place to go in downtown Edmonds now. So, yeah, obviously, it's a big hit in the neighborhood.
It is, and it's been really fun because, of course, it's been in Seattle, or it was in Seattle for 30 years, and then a pause during the pandemic, except for online offerings, and now in downtown Edmonds, and the community has been so wonderful in Edmonds, and It's funny because when we were looking for a place to open the bookstore before going to Seattle, we actually checked out Edmonds. And here we are full circle back there.
Yeah, yeah. And Eileen is a testament that the energy is continues and is still wonderful and a real attraction in downtown Edmonds. So anyway, it is, we're into March now, Sita. And so I know that we that you mentioned, you know, we're moving towards Easter territory. And you want, I know you wanted to mention what's going on at Easter at the temple and so forth.
Right. The Saturday before Easter, there is a retreat in the morning that people can attend.
It's, okay, now wait a minute, because I'm not caught up. I don't even know when Easter is this year. I'm turning
Sunday,
around.
March 31st. So,
let's see. When Easter is... Oh!
March 31st.
Oh, Easter... Now, see, I think when I think Easter, don't y'all think April?
I do.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I usually think April. Nathan, are you not in your head? You usually think, but Easter is. Now I know there's some kind of formula that determines when Easter, what Sunday it is, but I don't remember how they figure that out. But it looks like Palm Sunday is the 24th. And Easter Sunday is this month, the 31st of March.
Right.
Okay, so now I'm on board. So now it's the Saturday before, so that would be the 23rd?
30th.
The Saturday before, of course, would be the 30th. Duh, Martha. All right, so what's happening on the 30th?
There is a retreat in the morning at the temple. And then Sunday, there's a family Sunday service. There'll be activities for the kids. And then, drum roll, the Easter Bunny is going to come right after service. And the kids do an egg hunt. And then there'll be an organized potluck for anyone and everyone who would like to come to that.
Oh, how fun. How fun. So, yeah, obviously, Easter service on that Easter Sunday, and that's a good... service to bring the kids, because there's going to be an Easter egg hunt afterwards, and then a potluck, Easter lunch, and if you'd like to join that, I think you can sign up to bring a dish or something, right?
Absolutely, right. You can go online or call the temple for that.
All right, sounds wonderful. So that's going on, and what the retreat on Saturday? That's an Easter retreat on Saturday the 30th.
Yeah.
And retreat meaning we spend the day at the temple. I mean, what goes on that Saturday?
There'll be a chance to come together to meditate and to chant and to sing inspirational songs and just to be still and go within.
Is it an all-day thing?
No, it's just like 4 hours. I don't have the times off the top.
Okay, so
of
it's
my
a mini retreat. So for 4 hours on the Saturday the 30th, and I'm assuming we can look at the events calendar at anandawashington.org and come up with a time.
Absolutely.
Super. All right. So what else is going on out there?
Well, since you brought up East West Bookshop and. Meditation is such a hot topic, starting this Tuesday at East West Bookshop from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. and then continuing every Tuesday will be both a meditation class and guided meditation. It's open to everyone, whether you have no meditation experience or lots and you just want a group and a offering to inspire your practice, to develop your practice, whatever it is you're looking for. It starts this Tuesday.
Tuesday, and so it starts this Tuesday at East West Bookshop?
Mm-hmm. And it's offered by donation.
Donation. What time is it on Tuesday?
6 to 7 p.m.
6 to 7 p.m. Now, I'm kind of assuming that things like this that go on at East West, you come to in person.
Correct.
But there's not an online option, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. So if you want to join the meditation, is this a regular meditation that happens every Tuesday, or is it?
Yeah. It's ongoing. It's drop in. You can, each class offering stands alone, or you can come every week and however it works for people.
Because of course, you know, you all meditate at home, but there's something to be said for coming together with like-minded humans and meditating together. The energy is definitely elevated. And so if you would like that experience, Tuesday evening, 6 to 7 p.m. at the East-West Bookshop, now in downtown Edmonds, and you can come and join by donation. That's wonderful. All right.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, anything else we need to know about?
No, I think those are the two big ones to cover. And also for people who are on the fence about meditation or worried, I just want to demystify it a bit. It's not, we won't be sitting on the floor. We'll be sitting in chairs. And it's not just sitting down and stopping your thoughts. There are tools and tricks and ways to actually enjoy meditation. So I just encourage anyone who has an inkling to want to try it. It's a very safe and supportive environment, and we're all in the same boat.
Wonderful, wonderful. And of course, you know, classes and events are ongoing at Ananda throughout the year. Where and when, you know, depend on the class and what's going on. But all of the events and classes can be found on the website. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And that's anandawashington.org.
Yes.
Then you click on events. Now I'm wondering, because this is something, now I haven't personally checked this out because it's just popping in my mind. Are the East-West Bookshop events on the Ananda website, or do we have to go to an East-West website for the events?
You would need to go to the East-West website for events there.
Okay, and I think it used to just be eastwestbookshop.com.
Oh, it still is.
It is still that, so it's East... westbookshop.com.
Correct.
So if we're interested in that meditation class, for example, on Tuesdays, that's how we'd find out more details, is at the East West website.
That's correct. And that's a great question. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, just thinking about that, because East West, as they're getting more established in the new location and all of that, more and more, you know, classes and events are being offered. Isn't that right?
Yes. During the pandemic, there were a lot of classes online. So they're bringing back in-person classes every Wednesday. There's storytelling time for kids and a lot more in-person events.
All right. And of course, we were talking to Jaidara, we've done before, and he said that there would be more larger events being planned down the line.
Yeah.
Like you used to kind of do. So yeah. We're gearing up for all of that?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. They've had Julia Cameron and Byron Katie and Deepak Chopra, and so getting back in gear with some of the names that people are more familiar with.
Yeah, that's what we talked about, because you've had some really big, big events and big names, but that, more to come. So if you want to, you know, keep up on that and know what's going on, then there's two places you have to check. You go to anandawashington.org and click on events and so forth to get the calendar of happenings at the Blue Lotus Temple and the Yoga Hall. Then you go to eastwestbookshop.com for all the events and classes at the East West store in downtown Edmonds. And so then remember that there is an Easter Sunday service, of course, on Sunday, March 31st is Easter this year. And yes, the day before on that Saturday is the Easter retreat. You can find out about that at theanandawashington.org. And then, of course, if you're interested in Meditation Tuesdays, that would be 6 to 7 p.m. at the East West Bookshop in downtown Edmonds by donation. All righty, Sita, thank you so much for joining us and catching us up. And we'll talk to somebody from Ananda next month, only it'll be April. And it looks like, okay, the 31st, it'll be the 1st of April, April Fool's Day is our next time.
Well, if Sunday's March 31st, April Fool's would be Monday.
Yeah, because the first Sunday in April is the 7th.
Never mind. I was at the Easter retreat on Saturday, thinking it was the 31st. So never mind. Good. Well, it's a good thing because I don't want to do April Fool's Day on Radio Day. There's just too much that can happen. So April Fool's Day will be Monday. All right, so we will. Oh, I guess Nathan, we're doing a show on Easter, except it's a lot. Never mind. We'll work.
We do
all
that every year.
Yeah. All righty, Sita, thank you so much, and have a nice Sunday afternoon. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next month. Or well, we'll talk to you in April, but it'll be like the 7th or 8th or something like that. All right.
Thank you,
Martha. Thank you, Sita. God bless. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Whoa, well, that we certainly had a whirlwind of live radio here in the last hour, Nathan, but it looks like we got it all together. And next week, of course, is the second Sunday of the month. That's Healing Sunday on Animal World. That means Dr. Nels Rasmussen, Sister Linda Rasmussen will join us. And together, they'll take your phone calls and can help you with emotional, behavioral, or physical issues, you and your animal friends. I hope you'll call in for your free remote treatments. And just a reminder, Nathan, next week is Spring Forward. I think we'll be zooming in because I don't want to drive in that early. Anyway, Spring Forward next week. Remember that. And gosh, Nathan, thank you so much. I'm so glad you had a trip of a lifetime and that it all worked out even better than you expected. And thanks for sharing details with us. So anyway, as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.